we believe that each president is unique, and they've added something to the growth of our country in terms of economy, in terms of democracy, the rule of law, legal reform, and various other tenets of the democratic governance. So we do believe that our proposal to build a presidential memorial library for each of our former heads of state would actually go a long way in preserving the legacy of each of our former presidents and ensuring that such a legacy is protected and safeguarded for posterity's sake. It's worth mentioning that our view is that there is usually a lot to learn from each head of state, which can be used to better our governance system. And that can only happen if each of the policy measures, the successes and the mistakes, the failures of each presidency are well documented. That will help future governments to make better quality decisions. And we believe that this is something that is long overdue.
So, Mulenga, how does PEP want to fund this project? Are you going to borrow money to fund this project? Because most people are saying, and financial analysts are saying, that Zambia is broke. So how would you fund this project?
Well, obviously, we are fully cognizant of the fact that our treasury's health is not that good at the moment. But we are not talking about anything monumental here. We are just talking about a presidential memorial library. I don't think constructing, let's say, four presidential memorial libraries, one for each of our former heads of state, would actually dent our treasury. I don't think it's a significant cost.
Bamulenga, some people are suggesting that your party wants to take advantage of the death of the founding president to make this proposal, just to score cheap political points and to be relevant ahead of the elections. How do you respond to that?
Well, as a matter of fact, when you look at the policy reform proposals that the Patriots for Economic Progress makes through our party presidential candidate, Mr. Sean Tembo, you realize that these are not just dreamt policy reforms. These are derived from our party manifesto as a party, and these were generated a long time ago. They've been circulating around for the past 3 years or so. If you look at the promises that we have been publishing in the recent couple of months, you realize that they are dated. And this is not something that was conceived overnight. And we couldn't have, projected that there's going to be the death of a president a day or a month before elections. We couldn't have done that. These policy reforms have been in circulation and they've been on our website and they've been shared for the past 3 or 4 years.
Mulenga, how do you respond to critics who say this is yet another publicity stunt by your presidential candidate and, for that matter, your party and its manifesto?
Of course, people are always going to make some kind of accusations whenever you innovate something that they never thought about. And for us in the Patriots for Economic Progress, we are the pioneers of innovation. The other day, we were quarreling with the main opposition, UPND, because they had stolen an entire paragraph from our manifesto. So when we come up with innovative ideas like this, obviously some of our political opponents will always try to pour some cold water on them. But the fact remains that we are the pioneers of progressive policies for Zambia, the kind of policies that would propel this country forward, that would put it in its rightful place on the world map.
Why do you think Zambians should believe that this is what you plan to do if they decide to give PEP and your presidential candidate the mandate?
I think the main deciding factor is consistency and integrity. So we have always been consistent since our formation in terms of what we stand for, in terms of the policies that we intend to implement. Some of the policies have been widely accepted, others have been perceived as controversial, but we are consistent, we are firm, we are on firm ground at any given time. And that should give the Zambian people confidence that once they elect us into office, we shall do as we say, because we have not been flip-flopping in terms of our policies, what we propose to implement for the country.